Just Curious.
Welcome to Just Curious Media. This is Zen Dog Training. I'm Jason Connell.
And I'm Gordon Fontaine.
All right, Gordon, we are back for episode 2 of Zen Dog Training, this new podcast that we're rolling out. Now, last episode, we really learned more about what Zen Dog Training is. Not that we're going to get it all in one podcast, because I know it's going 19 years and it was in your mind even before that. But near the end of the episode, we talked about your numbers, your Malcolm Gladwell numbers, and you were over the 10,000 mark on training hours, working with people in their homes or at parks or wherever. But we talked off air, and you bring up a good point. Like, you wanted to really qualify what makes those hours and your time different from the competitors. And I know in this particular episode, we're going to delve into the in-home training and online resources that you've developed for your clients. And yes, we are definitely going to get into the Zen aspect of training in later episodes. And I think it's wonderful because we're still learning about Zen Dog Training before we get into all the specifics.
Yeah, I really felt like there's this sense. So when I graduated from the SPCA in San Francisco and I had this huge body of knowledge and I was so excited to be a dog trainer, I got started, you know, putting up my shingles, so to speak, and working with people one-on-one. And I found that every time I was in someone's house, I'm writing these training plans. I'm writing them a training plan.
Individually.
Individually. Them. Like, oh, you need a house training or play biting or this or that. Wow. And it was a lot of time. I'm like scribbling away. Jason, it got to the point where I realized I really want to capture this. Remember that old school carbon paper?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, right. So great.
I bought carbon paper.
No.
And I started, every time I'd handwrite some notes, it would handwrite me a carbon paper copy.
Wow.
And so then I'd take those home. And after a couple of years, I had this body of guides that would start to be creative, my own content of my own guides and just... thinking about it, the last time I counted, I probably had definitely over 100 training guides.
Wow.
Jason, we have 5 training, we call them graphic novels, comic books that we give our clients when we visit them. One on play biting, one on helping dogs who are shy, fearful, or protective. Just the secret to dog training. And these graphic novels are really a hit with all ages, you know, adults like them, kids like them. But I want the information to be remembered after that 2-hour session.
Yeah.
And so we definitely give our clients, I would say sometimes 40, 50 pages of notes so they can have this sort of like this information to review and learn from later.
It's good that you care. You're showing them more time than I've ever heard of with dog trainers in the home. Usually they're on a set thing and it's a few things, sure, but they don't leave you pamphlets or books. It's usually like a blank piece of paper for us to fill in. Us, like, oh, okay, he's doing this now or she's doing that. So yeah, that's really fascinating. And speaking of books, if you go to zendogtraining.net, there's books on there. You've already had books come out, if I'm not mistaken.
I do. We do have a shop on our website and we offer a lot of these ebooks and some guides I've written. But I find that since I'm talking all day, that this format and my excitement about this is that I talk all day. So it's easy for me to talk about it. But writing, editing, getting a copywriter, publishing, it takes so much time.
Yeah.
And you know, I was just reflecting yesterday, for example, I taught a puppy class. I worked with 2 individual clients. There were several people in the house. So I worked with a total of 8 dogs just yesterday.
What?
And 16 people. 16 people. I was in training for almost 6 hours. I mean, we're not talking about driving to appointments. I do 2-hour sessions. But the way I look at it, I tell my clients this. I hand them this huge stack of notes. And it's like the first day of a class, of a semester.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a guide that we're going to go this direction, that direction. But I want them to have the content. And you know, some people need more visits. And some people read through it, devour the information, and hit it out of the park. So it's really up to that person. But I want them to have all of it. You know, if I show up and the notes are covered in dust, it's fine.
Yeah,
you know, we just do more in person.
But if they've highlighted things,
oh,
some
earmark,
you're like, oh yeah, I love these guys.
They catch a misspelling or two. Oh, whoops. You know,
that's really interesting. So, you know, now that you're sharing this with me, it's like, how long does a usual customer client stay with you?
Oh, that's a great question. Because in our website, we were, as a group, we talked about this, but we say we get more done in 2 hours than most dog trainers get done in 2 weeks. Wow. And the reason I say this, and I want to share all this with the listeners on this podcast, I want to share it all. It's that the perspective of our options, you know, understanding what your options are, understanding actually what your dog's saying, and then speaking to them in the language they understand, that means success.
Yeah.
But if you're, you know, yelling or you're coming at your dog and you don't actually understand, like a lot of dogs are like, for example, scared, doesn't want to walk in the street, and the client's telling me he's stubborn. And I get in the house and the dog's really nervous.
Right.
And so there they are trying to like, listen to me, and maybe using force or anger, and the dog's just like fearful. I hate to sound cliche about it from the Zen standpoint, but you got to start where they are.
Yeah.
And the dog and the human.
That's fascinating. Well, that's great stuff. I love how in depth you guys are. If you can do as much as most trainers can do in 2 weeks, in 2 hours, that's incredibly efficient. Although again, back to my question, you might lose clients faster than you want to, but you've given them the tools to succeed. I'm sure they're going to recommend you.
So
I'm sure
funny
they're
you
going
said
to
that,
come
Jason.
Back to you.
So funny you said that. So I had a guy follow me. He was a consultant. He loved right. what we did. He loved
oh,
it.
Oh yeah.
So he said, let me go with you on a visit. And so he's after the visit, he shadowed me and he said, listen, I got some advice for you. I was like, all right, what is it? He said, I want you to give half the information, twice as many visits.
There you go. Yeah. Right? He's looking at it from a monetary standpoint. Right. I get
but,
it. Yeah.
But I have to tell you, the trick is we're all so busy, so yes. busy. And yeah. so, and this applies to a lot of things. So I'd like to get as much done. And, you know, our usual engagement is 2 visits, a 2 hour, everything you need to know.
Yeah.
And then a couple of weeks later, a 90 minute session, and then 90 minute sessions as needed. And most people needed. I see 2 or yeah. 3 times tops.
Well, it sounds like your MO is to help more people and more dogs.
Agreed.
Rather than having just a stable of current clients, you're going to always acquire new ones. And I'm assuming you're doing that because you're meeting 16 people and 8 dogs
one
yesterday.
Day. One day.
One day.
I know.
That's crazy. So I know you don't have these numbers in front of you probably, but just ballpark, how many trainers have you trained over the years? You know, past and present, but how many?
I would say maybe 15, okay. 16. So, because it takes so much. The training I've yes. been doing has been shadowing me, and I've got tests and stuff put together.
And some are still with you. You still have a healthy crew, right?
Yeah, my pros are with me.
And you're in the Boston area, to be clear,
yes.
correct? Have you ever, because I know your roots were Texas and then you went to California, but do you ever get people who want remote training or, hey, we want to fly Gordon Fontaine, Zen Dog Trainer, to Hawaii because we got to have this guy.
Sounds great.
So that hasn't happened yet, right? But do you do Zoom things from afar? Is it
I did, okay. but the, you know, especially during COVID and whatnot. But I feel that there's so much that happens face-to-face here. I'm, yeah. I need to see the dog's body language. I almost need a second camera on the dog in a right. session. And people need to be really
Doggy
focused.
Cam.
I don't, you can't. But people need to be really focused, you know.
Yes.
So it's hard in the Zoom session. Someone's like typing away or looking at their phone.
Yeah.
We all have a very set, not a set pattern, but a way of introducing, you know, their first their goals. This is the training options available.
Right.
And then, you know, hands-on demonstrating each one of these options. So they show and demonstrate to me.
And so, and in lieu of that, that's what the books that Zen Dog Training has out can help with. Also, this podcast, it's going to reach a wide audience. This is not geographically specific to Massachusetts. We want it to go everywhere because people can take tools and your learnings. They don't have to have you in person, although that would be best, but it definitely can and will help.
Absolutely. The thing that I've most excited about from this podcast is this, you know, now that I've been doing it for 19 years, going to someone's house and you know, 45 to 55 hours a week, it's taxing.
Right.
It's taxing. My clients are always, it's always urgent. It's always like, I need Gordon, I need this. And it's difficult to be customer facing and responsive. I'm still always taking new clients and talking to people, also right. developing content, mm-hmm. managing my trainers. And so a couple of years ago, I was approached by a franchise group to try to franchise Zen Dog Training. I said, interesting, cool, yeah, you know, they talk dollar signs and all that stuff, that's exciting. But then the reality sets in.
Right.
Jason, I don't want to be, you know, my job, be a manager of other Toby franchisees. in Florida, and I'm saying, hey, Toby, you got some bad Yelp reviews, and are you know, I don't want to be.
Well, Toby's a mess, first of all, Gordon. I should have told you. I never would have let Toby have a franchise.
I know. I didn't. And then the effort takes. So I've developed something that's unique and special when it comes to dog training. I can't wait to get into that. And it's easy. It's easy. Yeah. But the thing that I feel like with people and with dog training is, and we were talking about not having time to waste.
Yeah.
And so what happens is I'll get a lot of clients, especially now with the stuff on YouTube and TikTok, and you know, you can AI and say, hey, ChatGPT, tell me, you know, how to train my dog.
Yep.
But it's a moving target. We've got a dog with a unique personality and their life cycle. So puppy, adolescent, adult, mm-hmm. problem behavior. Each one of these has a different approach.
Yeah.
And well, then you
just their own household's different. How many people live in the house? Who's the master? Who's training? Yeah, there's so yes. many factors at play.
Let alone the people, right? And then
that's what I mean. Yeah, the people is a whole the dynamic that you know you're trying to harness and train because it's ultimately their responsibility.
Right. So when we talked to earlier episode about what makes it Zen, mm-hmm. I think that the Zen aspect that's come apparent to me is that we have a great responsibility, great responsibility to train our dogs as peacefully and as efficiently as possible so that they understand us. So training with mutual understanding, not force or anger or do as I say.
Yeah.
And we are the capable of seeing it from both perspectives when the way your dog can't talk. So I can see the world from my dog's point of view. And so once I get my clients to start to see the world from their dog's point of view and learn the best ways to communicate with their dog in the language they understand, training becomes easy.
I have to say, this just hit me as we're talking about this, because I know that you've probably met with thousands of customers or clients by now, I'm assuming, over the 19 years, seeing how fast that you acquire people and work with them and set them on their own. I would say that Zen dog training is also making better households. You take this approach, this kind of peaceful, which I totally buy into, and apply it to the dog, it definitely has a positive impact on the entire household, how they communicate with the dog, each other. I mean, some people probably already buy into this for sure, but I'm sure that you're adjusting some of the mindsets that carry over.
I'd like to think so.
No, go ahead and think so. Go ahead. Pat yourself on the back there, Gordon. No, I think it's fascinating, man. That's one reason I was so drawn to it. It's the philosophy behind it.
So many people ask me, do you do kids training too?
Exactly. And you kind of are in some respects. That's not your job, but you bring that into the household. It's like, and they see it work.
Well, let me tell you a funny story. I really love this story. So you're talking about the people dynamic. And I went to this house in a very wealthy neighborhood in the Boston area. I don't usually go to, but it was, you know, they wanted me there. I got there and they had and this is an example of how I knew the training was not going to work. Okay, because the training depends on the person taking my information and applying it. So I got there, mom and dad, and they wanted this like 6-year-old kid to participate. And it was a mess. He was six first. Usually 9, 10, 11, that's the perfect 12, perfect age. He was a little too young for it, but he was a brat.
Okay.
And so, you know, the kid, I'm trying to do the first game and he's distracting. And I can't, I say to the parents, I'm like, listen, you know, I think it's going to be better if I could just work with you guys for a bit.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay. Okay. So they call over the nanny, right? Yeah. And they say, hey, we need to get the kid in the other room. And the kid's like, okay. And I'm not lying. The nanny takes a bag of Doritos and goes, shakes it. And the kid's like, oh, Doritos. And then starts guiding the kid to follow the bag of Doritos into the other room. And then slams the door behind him. And then you just hear, rah! And then boom, 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 boom. And he's banging on the door to get back inside.
Oh, they need Zen kid training for sure.
It was ridiculous.
So, I thought you were going to say the dog was also going to follow the Doritos too.
she takes the Dorito bag and runs him into the other room like a food lure. Yeah. And then you could hear him like, no, I've been tricked. And then he was, you know, screaming for 5-10 minutes as I'm just trying to get the rest of the session done. But you know, you can't help those kind of situations, because the problem with my training is I'm not taking the dog away and fixing the dog and giving you the dog back.
Right.
I'm asking you to sort of understand how to train and to do small changes in your relationship that have a huge, huge impact.
That's true. I'm assuming the minute you left this nice house in the Massachusetts area, they went back to training their dog with Distreets, and whatever Zen dog training you shared was lost on them.
I have no idea what happened there. I kept thinking that's the kid who's going to steal the Lexus when he turns 14 or 15. Like, this is just...
Well, you meet that many people, you're going to run into that element. But I'm sure Zen dog training is leaving its mark. Just go to zendogtraining.net. And you can see all these wonderful testimonials straight from the customers, the client. I call them customers, clients. I'm not sure what you call them
exactly. I call them clients. And clients. I have to say, you know, we are so grateful.
Yeah.
Grateful for my clients. And every time someone leaves a review, I don't want to jinx myself here, but, you know, our 4.9 stars on,
awesome.
On Google and Yelp. Yeah. And it's just, we're so grateful for the clients that take the moment to, you know, thank me, 5-star review.
It's huge. Know. It makes such a difference. And so this is another great episode of Zen Dog Training. There's so many more to come as Gordon sheds more light on how to do it hands-on. We're not going to try to overwhelm you on these episodes. Just some takeaways because you can do it. You know, you don't have to have him in person, although that's preferred. And speaking of reviews, please give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts. It's just a click of the button, Zen Dog Training. Go to justcuriousmedia.com for all of our other shows. And Gordon, we will see you again on our next episode.
Yes, can't wait.